Srimad-Bhagavatam, 4th Canto, Chapter number 20, Text number 19. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Bhagavan Atta
Vishva
Atma Prituna
Upahrita
Arhana Sambujjihanaya Bhaktya Grihita Charana Ambuja
Bhagavan Atta
Vishvatma Prittu No Patahartana Samujjihanaya Bhaktya Grihita Charanambuja
Bhagavan,
the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Ata, thereupon. Vishva Atma, the Super Soul. Prituna, by King Prithu. Upahrita, being offered. Arhana, of all the paraphernalia. For worship. Samujjihanaya gradually increased. Bhaktya, whose devotional service? Grihita, taken. Charana Ambuja, his lotus feet. Translation in purport. King Prithu abundantly worshipped the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who was so merciful to him. While worshipping the lotus feet of the Lord, Prithu Maharaj gradually increased his ecstasy in devotional service. When various ecstasies appear in the body of a devotee, it is to be understood that his devotional service has become perfect. There are many types of transcendental ecstasies in the forms of crying, laughing, perspiring, falling down, and crying like a madman. All these symptoms are sometimes visible on the body of a devotee. They are called Ashta Sattvika Vikara, which means eight kinds of transcendental transformations. They are never to be imitated. But when a devotee actually becomes perfect, these symptoms are visible on his body. The Lord is bhakta vatsala, which means that he is inclined toward his pure devotee, bhakta. Therefore, the transcendental ecstatic transaction between the Supreme Lord and his devotee is never like the activities of this material world.
Om Dhyana Manandasya Dhinanjana Shalaka Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupaka Dhammayam Dadati Svapadantikam.
So there's a very nice lesson to be derived from this particular verse in purport. And that lesson is this. Krishna consciousness is ecstatic. King Pichu abundantly worship the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. What does that mean to abundantly worship the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead? The word abundance, which is a noun, means something is like, you know, there's an abundant supply of something. It means a huge quantity. Let's say you have an abundant supply of money here at the temple. That means you have so much money you can do anything you want. That's an abundant supply of money. So here we can understand the King Prithu, he has great opulence at his disposal. And doesn't describe the system he's doing, but it just says he's abundantly worshipping the lotus feet of the Lord. The Sanskrit is Upahrita Arhana. That means being offered all the paraphernalia for worship. So we can understand that it was a very opulent offering. Now the paraphernalia really doesn't. That the real essence of bhakti is not the paraphernalia at your disposal. A millionaire may be able to offer, you know, a huge, you know, 50 varieties of fruits flown in from all over the world. But what a poor man can offer? He can offer some water to the Lord. So, whether the offering is, you know, whether one is wealthy and one can offer, you know, very, very opulent foodstuffs to the Lord, or you're a poor man, you can just offer some simple rice to the Lord. The point is that it has to be done with love. It has to be done with bhakti. If bhakti is there, abundant bhakti, what will be the result? Just as the Lord was very merciful to King Prithu, the Lord will be very merciful to you. Krishna consciousness is not impersonal. Krishna consciousness means there is relationship with God. And you. Not God in the temple. Not God in the movement. But individually, God in you. I remember when I first discovered the Bhagavad Gita in the fall of 1968. When I read this verse, if you offer me with love and devotion a leaf, flower, fruit or water, I will accept it. I was absolutely amazed by that verse. Krishna is saying, even this lowly, you know, insignificant person, namely myself, can actually offer something to that supreme person and he'll personally accept it from me? That was astounding for me. To know that I could have a personal, direct relationship with God. This is the nature of Krishna consciousness. The Mayavadis, they have no access to this personal relationship with the Lord. Why? Because they are offenders against the Lord. They try to establish that I am the Lord. But they will never be successful. They will never have that sweet flavor of love of God. Because they maintain envy of the Lord. I had a very interesting realization today, reading this purport. Many, many times over the last 35 years, I've read and I've heard about these different eight kinds of transcendental transformation. These are the symptoms of a person, of a devotee who has achieved the bhava stage. In this purport, Prabhupada, the very last sentence, he makes a very, very wonderful point. He describes the bhava symptoms not as something simply experienced by the devotee. But he explains them as a transaction between the devotee and the Lord. This is a very significant point. It distinguishes the Vaishnava from Mayavad. A Mayavad, he'll be very interested to also have these symptoms. But he wants to have these symptoms without any transaction. He does not want relationship. He wants to deny relationship. But the Vaishnava, he wants relationship. And he has these experiences not independently but in relationship with the Lord. Crying, laughing, perspiring, falling down, crying like a madman. Bhaktivinoda Thakur in his song, Kave Have Bodha Sedi Namar, he prays that someday he will have these ecstatic symptoms. He said, when will I be standing on the bank of the Ganges River, chanting Nittai Gaur and running around like a madman in ecstatic love of Godhead? So actually a devotee can hanker, when will that day come when I'll actually feel ecstatic love of Godhead? That is a bona fide desire to have. Now we're feeling attraction for the material nature. And because of that attraction for the material nature, we're suffering so many anxieties. But if we can abundantly worship the lotus feet of the Lord, according to whatever means we have, whether I'm a millionaire or whether I'm a pauper, poor man, according to my means, let me abundantly worship the lotus feet of the Lord. In that way the Lord will shower His mercy upon me, and I will progress to that stage where I will actually experience transcendental, eight varieties of transcendental transformations of the body. In India, it is very popular for cheaters to imitate these symptoms. They will come into a village and they will, just like an actor on the stage, they will make a show of these different ecstasies. So that people think, oh, here is a great realized soul, let us worship him. Let us give him money. Let us give him honor. Let us all become his disciples. So in this way it's a cheating business. These persons who imitate these ecstatic symptoms, they are called sahajiyas. This word sahaj means easy. Even we have seen when we were traveling in Malaysia, on the tollway system where you pay the toll on the road, on the highway, there is the normal gate you go through where you have to give some money and then they give you your change. So it's a little slow going through that gate. But you can buy a special card from the government and you just put the card up and it's an electronic infrared transaction. And you just go right through, you go chip and just keep driving.
Просто подъезжаете и
And the name for that gate is Sahaj. The easy gate. So those who want to take bhakti very cheaply, then I can keep one girlfriend for illicit sex life. I can smoke marijuana. And then I can come to the temple with tilak and dirty and show ecstatic symptoms. And everyone will think, oh, here is a guru. Let us bow down to him. And let us give him money. So that is called Sahajiya. I think you had a problem with the Sahajiya here in Tallinn, Sambahazia, Sahajiya person. Who takes the process very cheaply. They want to become recognized as an advanced Vaishnava without undergoing the necessary purification. So that's why Prabhupada says these symptoms are never to be imitated. Actually, the great Vaishnava is like Srila Prabhupada, who was always feeling these symptoms. He checked these symptoms, so they would not be visible. Only rarely did Prabhupada show these ecstatic symptoms of bhava. It would usually happen when he was chanting Jai Radha Madhava. He would go into deep ecstasy. He would lose external consciousness. He would go deep into ecstatic trance. But only very rarely would he do that. Because he's showing example that actually one should not exhibit, even one who has this level of Krishna consciousness should not exhibit such symptoms. This example is to prevent the cheaters from misusing the show of these symptoms. For their own profit, adoration, and distinction. So, as we mentioned in the beginning of the class, Krishna consciousness is ecstatic. So why are we not always feeling ecstatic now? What are we doing wrong? See, that we have to find out. If I'm not tasting a deep, sweet, rich ecstasy at every minute, then I'm doing something wrong. We have to see what are my defects that are preventing me from experiencing pure transcendental ecstasy at every minute. So, we have so many nice helps given by Srila Prabhupada to help us. The 10 offenses, that's the first place to look. Namapara. Because the pure chanting of the name brings all transcendental ecstasy. I'm not tasting the nectar, that means there is nama-parat. This is like one of the most popular preparations we have in ISKCON is sweet rice. You have sweet rice here in Tallinn sometime?
Yeah.
It is very, very popular sweet rice. But if there is some sand in that sweet rice, then it becomes spoiled. So we have the pure name of Krishna. But it is, we are not getting the nectar because there is sand in the sweet rice. The sand of Namaparad is ruining the taste of the sweet rice. So we simply have to filter out the sand. The first sand item is to criticize devotees. We should always love and appreciate all the devotees. And there are others as well to think. So one has to study the Namaparad, just like the third one is to disobey the order of your spiritual master. Someone may think, well, I know how to avoid that aparad very easily. I will not accept a guru. So that way I will never disobey his instructions, because I don't have one. That's called sahajya. Cheating. Now, the third offense to disobey guru's order means you must have a guru.
No, также является совершенно третий аппарат.
And then you must not disobey his order.
Если мы не примем гуру,
that is the
хотя это сказано, что надо.
I said, oh, I will just not have a guru.
Я просто не буду иметь гуру, но это тоже.
Do not try to cheat.
Не пытайтесь обмануть.
Follow the pathway of the Mahajanas.
Следуйте по пути, который указали Махаджаны.
Mahajana, Yena, Gotasa Panta. You must follow the pathway of the Mahajana.
Мы должны идти по пути, который указан Махаджаном.
Сапрадая вихинаме мантраште нишпала мата. The mantra that you are chanting,
mantra, который вы воспеваете,
it has to come from a guru in the sampradaya, the line of succession.
Должна прийти от гуру, который находится в сампрадае, в ученической преемственности.
Then that mantra will have shakti, will have potency.
Тогда эта мантра будет обладать шакти.
I know from my own practical experience. I one time actually got initiated by a spiritual master who was not coming in a proper sampradaya line. There are four Vaishnava sampradayas. One comes from Lord Brahma. That's the one that ISKCON is a part of, the Brahma Sampradaya. One comes from Lord Shiva. That is Rudra Sampradaya. One is coming from Lakshmi. That is the Shri Sampradaya. One is coming from the four Kumara. That is the Kumara Sampradaya. So this particular guru, he was not coming in any of those four sampradayas. And the day I got my diksha, I was given one mantra that would liberate me from illusion. I was given a mantra that would make me a spiritually enlightened being. So they said. So I was chanting it. Aing, 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 aing. That was the mantra they gave me, Aim. Actually, it's part of our Gayatri mantra, Aim Gurudevinam. But I was going, Aim, 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 and nothing was happening. No lights were turning on inside my head. No transcendental realizations were awakening within my heart. It was just like beating my head against a wall. Nothing happened. Actually, that Aing is there in the Vedas. It's a bona fide sound vibration from Vedas. But the Guru was not an authorized Vaishnava Sampradaya. Shri Shri Chaitanya Chandra ki jai. Therefore, the potency was not there. I did not taste transcendental ecstasy. My anxieties did not go away. I did not become enlightened with transcendental realization. But when I received this mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. From the lotus mouth of His Divine Grace, Om Vishnu Pad, Paramahamsa Parivajaka Charja, Astatarza Rishi Srimad, A.C. Bhakti Vedanta, Tridandi Goswami Maharaj Prabhupada. That mantra came with full Shakti. Full potency. To bring transcendental ecstasy. To bring transcendental realization. Everything. Therefore, mantra is so important from the bona fide source. Even if we receive Hare Krishna mantra, it is coming from Mayavad, one who is not an authorized sampradaya. The result will not be the same. You have to get it from the pure devotee. Pure devotee means that one who is purely representing the authorized sampradaya. Without any tinge of personal motivation. That is pure devotee. So we receive mantra, Hare Krishna mantra, from pure devotee. And we sincerely chant it on a regular daily basis. All transcendental ecstasies will come. All transcendental realizations will come. One will achieve complete, total spiritual perfection. By the mercy of Guru and the mercy of Krishna. So, what are the Acharyas saying to us? They are saying, take this process. Take it. Do not waste this human form of life. You've gotten this, the greatest opportunity. Now you must capitalize on this opportunity. Do not waste a single moment. Life is very uncertain in this Kali Yuga.
она полна привратности Кали-Югу.
We can die at any minute.
Можно умереть в любую минуту.
Even driving on the highway, you never know.
Даже когда вы учитесь по скоростному шоссе, вы не понимаете.
Death can come very easily in this Kali-Yuga.
Смерть может прийти очень легко в Кали-Югу.
So therefore, now that we have this knowledge,
и поэтому важно иметь это знание.
We must apply it very seriously every day.
И применить его очень серьезно.
At every minute.
Каждый день, каждую минуту.
At every second.
Каждую секунду.
And if we do so,
если мы сделаем это,
the Acharyas guarantee us,
Ачарьи нам гарантируют,
that we will taste the most sublime pleasure,
мы испытаем самое,
the sweetest happiness,
высшее наслаждение, самое большое,
the most profound wisdom,
самое глубокое мудрость,
the most enlightened vision.
Самое ясное видение.
So, try it.
Пробуйте.
You'll like it.
Вам это нравится? Пробуйте. Вам это нравится?
Are there any questions?
Can we analyze other teachings from the perspective of such terms as sampradaya and disciplic succession? For example, Buddhists, they have the institution of Dalai Lamas. Does it mean that they have disciplic succession? And how about Christianity and Islam? So could you explain?
Actually, Bhaktivinoda Thakura has answered your question.
Вопрос был в том, что мы можем исследовать другие как бы движения с точки зрения наличия преемственности и как бы передать, как это знание будет передаваться. И как например, система Далай-Лама, которая есть в буддизме, или как это было представлено, или какая-то система христианства.
Actually, the way is one. That is the way of love. You cannot gate crash your way into the kingdom of God by brute force. You know what gate crashing is? It's a term in America that when they have a big concert, you know, like some big rock star comes, some people try to get in without paying a ticket. They just kind of, you know, crash through the gate and get in for free without paying. It's called gate crashing. So you can't gate crash your way into the kingdom of God by declaring that I am God. Let me in because I am God. Doesn't work. The only way you can enter the kingdom of God is through love. Complete, total surrender to the Lord. I don't care whether you're a Buddhist, a Christian, a Jew, a Jain, a Hare Krishna. I don't care what you are. Unless you have developed pure love for God, you can't go back to Godhead. So there is one common denominator, and that is bhakti. If a Buddhist has developed pure love for God, then he has achieved the supreme perfection. If a Christian has developed pure love for God, then he has achieved the supreme perfection. Actually, Prabhupada one time stated, he said, you should follow Krishna, Jesus, or Buddha, but do it perfectly.
Следуйте Кришне, Иисусу
We are teaching the science of how to perfectly surrender yourself to the Supreme Lord. That is what we are teaching you. If someone thinks, oh Krishna, that's Hindu, I want nothing to do with that, I'm from a Muslim family. Then we say, all right, just like I have a student in Finland, she's a Muslim girl. She comes to me to get inspiration, guidance, and blessing so that she can chant the name of Allah.
Как у меня есть одна студентка по электронному курсу, которая из Финляндии, и она из мусульманской семьи, она спрашивала, могу ли я...
Because of her culture, she's more attracted to the name of Allah than the name of Krishna. So I don't tell her that she has to stop chanting Allah and chanting Krishna. I tell her that she can chant Allah. So in this way, we have no objection if somebody wants to worship Allah or Jesus or Buddha. Let them do it perfectly. That science of how to perfectly worship, perfectly surrender the Supreme Lord is more clearly explained in the Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya than anywhere else in the history of the world. That's a fact.
If you want
to do research to confirm or deconfirm what I just said, you can do that. You can research all the devotional literature that's ever been written throughout the history of the world. And compare it with this Gaudiya Vaishnava literature. And you will see that nowhere is the science of gods more thoroughly, more clearly explained than in the Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya. In the Muslim and Christian traditions, they just have one name for God. That only this name. That you take the name of Allah,
or
I will cut off your head. Is it? That is the depth of their philosophy. But the concept of God having only one name is for those who don't know God very well. Even an ordinary man in this world, his parents call him one thing, his wife calls him another thing, his children call him something else, his friends call him something else, his boss at work calls him something else. If even an ordinary man can have so many different names, do you think it is very sound philosophy that God can only have one name? So these other traditions that say God only has one name, what is the level of their realization? Their spiritual knowledge is in the mode of ignorance. So, if you want the highest spiritual knowledge, you will find it here.
We do not say that this is the only spiritual knowledge on the planet. But we can see by comparative analysis that it is topmost. Just as we studied in yesterday's lecture. Jnanam te ham sabhi jnanam.
Возвращаемся к вчерашней лекции.
Aham tvam, what is it? Jnanam te ham sabhi jnanam. Yajjyatva, I forget the Sanskrit. But Krishna is saying that this knowledge, I shall now reveal to you this knowledge both phenomenal and numinous. This being known, nothing further shall remain for you to know.
Знание, которое я тебе сейчас открою, оно является самым высшим, и познав его, не останется другого выше, которое было что-то знать.
The other scriptures say, just like in Bible, in the book of John, it is said, I have more to tell you, but you're not ready to hear it yet.
Как в Библии, в книге от Иоанна, говорит...
In the Islamic literature, there is a similar statement. But the Bhagavad Gita clearly said, this is the topmost, there is nothing beyond it.
So
we never claim to be the only source of spiritual knowledge. But we do claim to have the most thorough, complete, scientific presentation of knowledge and how to realize the Supreme Master Truth.
No, мы представляем самое научное, самое точное, точное знание.
Question. More.
Еще вопрос.
It's your last chance.
Это ваш последний шанс.
This is the last lecture until September. We're leaving this morning. So if there's some question you have that you wanted to ask, now's your chance. Think deeply. So all questions are now answered? Yes? That means if all questions are answered, that means there's nothing else left to do except for surrender.
Except for going to the lab now.
Yes, that's it. Yeah, the surrender means the lecture section of the course is there, where you learn the theory, and then once all the questions are answered, now it's time to go to the lab to put the science into practice. So, see, actually, to have questions is good. It may not something may not be clear. I need to have it clarified. There's some doubt in the mind.
Но вопросы они хороши тем, что все сомнения все равно уходят.
So that's it. Since there's no more questions now, my instruction is okay now. Surrender. You have to surrender.
Если все с вопросами, то тогда мое наставление в том, чтобы вы предались.
Give up your rascal independence.
Оставьте свою бестолковую независимость.
Don't be a street dog anymore, wandering around this material world. Take shelter of a master. Find a pure devotee of Krishna, one who is purely practicing and presenting Krishna consciousness. And take shelter of him. That is our process.
Каков наш процесс?
Guru.
Guru.
By taking shelter of Guru and serving Krishna under his direction, then one quickly achieves transcendental Krishna consciousness. So, are there any further questions? All right then. So we thank you very much for taking such nice care of us while you're here in Tallinn.
Благодарим вас за заботу и внимание, которое вы нам проявили, когда мы были здесь в Таллине.
We look forward to again seeing your beautiful smiling faces in the future.
Ждем увидеть ваши
radiating Krishna bhakti. Śrīla Prabhupāda ki jāya, Gantarāp śrīmad bhāgavatam ki jāya,
Gantarāp śrīmad bhāgavatam ki jāya.